News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Above freezing today, we'll melt more snow, but we could be putting it all back with 6 to 10 inches possible late Thursday into Friday morning. We'll have the forecast in just a minute. Our top story, there looks to be a compromise in the works on Governor Walker's tax-cutting plan, and it involves setting more money aside to deal with the state's structural deficit next year. Here's Capitol correspondent Jackie Johnson.
Senate leaders made a few changes to Governor Scott Walker's proposal to cut property and income taxes. They want to reduce the structural deficit. Members of that chamber have tentatively agreed to move $117 million from the state's rainy day fund for that purpose. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says that was a big sticking point.
Well, the concern was a lot of members of my caucus ran on the idea that we eliminated the structural deficit.
But he says that deficit continued to grow. The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to work out a compromise on the $504 million tax cut plan on Wednesday.
At the Capitol, Jackie Johnson, WSAU News.
Those who are having trouble paying their propane heating bills could be eligible for state loans up to $2,500. These loans would be available for people with incomes that are less than double the median income in their home county. John Nygren is the state representative who sponsored the bill.
The state's portion of that loan guarantee, you're basically buying down the interest rate and guaranteeing the loan, is about $80 for that $2,500. So it's a modest state investment, but could make a world of a difference, especially when you compare that to the Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund, where they're simply out and out, you know, grants to folks. Can make a huge difference on whether people are be able to heat their home.
Propane prices had been up to about $5 a gallon and have backed off those highs, now about $3.40 a gallon. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that's still higher than the beginning of the year average. The bill should be coming up for a vote on Thursday. A head-on crash Tuesday has taken a life in Colby. It happened on Highway 13 around 7:30 yesterday morning. Deputies say both drivers were injured. The victim is a passenger in one of the vehicles, and no names have been released. A Wausau duplex fire Monday started from electrical wiring and the wrong fuses and breakers. The fire on Empter Street on the city's southwest side was noticed by one of the tenants who saw smoke coming from the roof. Two families with 11 people included are without a home now. The fire started around 6:30. Upstairs residents had to be helped out of the building by rescue crews, and the structure itself suffered some moderate damage. It will be repaired. The cold and winter weather is going to take a toll on area highways. Dad Ratzkowski is the Marathon County Highway Department's operations superintendent. He says frost heaves, big bumps and dips will be a big problem this spring.
Definitely more frost heaves on the roads. People have to watch. Some of the two-lane roads are worse than the four-lane where we've got the roads heaved, and where the culverts are, it has not. And this winter, which the way the challenge has been going with all of the snow, we just haven't had time to get out there and put patches that we typically put on to try and smoothen the road out.
And he says rock salt usage from this heavier-than-usual winter has already equaled all of last year, with another month and a half to go. The past meets the present as primary results are in from Wisconsin Rapids. The current mayor is going to be challenged by his predecessor.
Three candidates narrowed down to two yesterday as Mayor Zach Vruwink and former mayor and Vruwink supporter Mary Jo Carson will face off April 1st. Vruwink received 785 votes, or over 52% of the vote. Carson had 530 votes. Stephen Koth Jr. eliminated in the primary with only 171 votes. Also in Wisconsin Rapids District, two candidates, Gene Young and Bob Nash, advanced in the primary, along with District 4 incumbent Tom Rayom and Steve Abramson. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Our State Department is urging American citizens in the Ukraine to stay indoors as violent anti-government protests continue. At least 21 people have been killed in Kiev's main square. It's the worst violence since demonstrations began 12 weeks ago. There are also reports that protesters in other cities have seized government buildings. Not a lot of good news here. Let's check the Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Nice weather for this Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 36. Tonight, increasing clouds with a light wintry mix of precipitation toward morning, a low of 27. For your Thursday, still could be a little slippery in the morning. A light wintry mix of precipitation, heavier sleet and snow, holding off until mid-afternoon and into the evening hours when 6 to 10 inches is possible. Looking for a high of 36. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, we have another 24 hours to work really hard on getting that storm track pushed further south. We're off to a mild start now. You can root for that storm track change along with us, our real-time interactive radar at WSAU.com/weather, where you'll get the latest watches, mornings, and the six-day forecast. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.